Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning, Jonathan. This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Zach, how you doing? Doing
I'm
well.
great. I'm great. Is this a good time to talk?
I'm actually expecting another call. Literally, someone just emailed me and said, "When are you available to speak?" I said, "Right now." But
Okay.
I mean, hopefully they don't call back at the same time I'm speaking to you. So,
Okay.
but yeah,
Yeah.
you can speak right now.
Okay. So what were you looking to do? How can we help you out here?
Well, we've been in business for almost 7 years now and really successful. It's
Seeing
just
continued
when we
growth.
first started our business, we applied for our SBA loan
Okay.
and got approved. Everything was going well. I mean, we've been like current on all our payments. It's just that when we first opened, we never had enough working capital to actually keep the business going from when we first started. We literally had $0 in our bank account when we first opened. And we've just built our business, and like just got busier and busier and busier.
Awesome.
But at the very beginning, you know, there's certain things that we kind of had to like put on hold and not pay for, like for
Right.
instance, like state board equalization taxes and stuff like that. So that's kind of built up in the time being between since we've opened and now.
Okay.
So we owe about like $30,000 in first to state board equalization,
Okay.
and
Are they putting a lien
so
on the
I.
business or?
No, they haven't. I mean, I've been working with them. I've been paying it off and like, you know, doing what we can to work with them. So they don't have a lien on the business.
Okay.
So it's just I need to come up with a plan to be able to pay that off, have enough working capital, and we're almost done with our we almost paid off our business loan, our state board. I mean, excuse me, our SBA loan. We have like maybe 3 more years to pay it off.
Do you know how much is left on that
And
balance by chance?
we got about 60,000 left on that.
Okay.
So and that's and the rate for that's like 5.25%.
Gotcha. Okay. And so did you have a so you're looking to pay down or just pay off that debt, and then were you looking for working capital to bring on additional inventory, employees,
Yeah, like we want to launch our website,
Okay.
and which would need us, which would we would need more inventory for that, and
Okay.
possibly just a few more things to just help launch it because we pretty much are ready to go on that. It's just that we want to pay off everything else before we start that.
Right, that makes sense. And then just have one payment instead of all these payments that going different
Exactly.
ways. Gotcha. So
Exactly.
let me ask you this. Are you familiar with working capital loans and how they work?
No.
Okay.
No.
Let me give you the highlights of how it works. So with
Yeah.
us, we're able to lend 10 to 15% of your top line revenue of the business to the
Okay.
business and to use as they see fit and for perfect reasons like you're stating, paying down debt as well as inventory and expansion. So this was a really good deal for you. They're short-term loans, 6 to 18 months in length normally. There's daily, weekly, and monthly payback amounts.
Okay.
And these are uncollateralized, unsecured loans. So what was your gross annual sales last year, if, off the top of your head, if you know by
We're right
chance?
about like 500 grand.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So basically, just based off of that alone, and looking at a couple other things, we would be probably be able to lend upwards of 75. I don't know if you would need all that.
Yeah. Well, that's probably what we're like looking for
Okay,
around
looking
that.
for right around 75. Okay.
I was thinking about 75 to 100, so.
Okay. So I think 75 would be the upper echelon of what we may be able to do. That would be closer to the 15%. But
Okay.
halfway through the loan, we can revisit it, bring on more capital, extend the terms,
Okay.
readjust it as you see fit. It's just a matter of establishing a little bit of history with us, and
Got
then
it.
and then from there, things can get better. The money's quicker, better rates,
Got it.
better terms, all that good stuff. Was
Okay.
there an immediate need? Do you need this like yesterday?
I mean, I was actually so I'm working with the state board legislation, and I need to provide documents for our payment plan. And the payment plan that I had proposed was to pay 500 because we owe about 30,000, like I said.
Okay.
So I propose to pay 5,000 every month and keep our current ones, or from here on out be current.
Right.
So I told him I would pay 5,000 on in May, like
Okay.
May 1st. But the gentleman that I'm speaking to is actually out of the office till May 4th. I called him today.
Yeah, of course.
Which helped me by time, which right. is good. But, yeah, I mean, I'd like to get something, if I could, you know, something maybe by next week.
And would you, would there be a penalty, an early payment penalty, if you were to just pay in one lump sum? I know that you had told them to.
No.
Okay, so in essence, it would be ideal for just drop the $30,000 at once and say, okay, I'm done.
Oh, yeah, that's what I would do. I would pay that off.
Right.
Get that over with, and then the rest would be like working capital, keep us any other debt that we had, just pay that all off.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have enough working capital to be like, you know, healthy.
Right.
And then just stay current.
Right. Like the website's what, like $5,000-$10,000 to have that.
Yeah. Built? Yeah. We just need more, a little bit more inventory, and then let's just like, just do some, you know, design work on it and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So you just have those two loans, okay, and then looking for about 75 here.
Mm-hmm.
Been in business for 7 years. So how would you rate your credit? Because we do look at a couple
My
different things.
Credit?
Yeah.
Personally, I'm in the 600s.
Okay. Not bad.
680.
Awesome. That's the national average, actually. So you're sitting pretty right there. So that's good. Because we do look at a couple things. We look at time in business. Obviously, it gets a cash flow based program. Mm-hmm. So we do look at bank statements. We take a look mm-hmm. at personal credit. But okay. The big thing about our program is just cash flow. If the cash flow is there, then we can definitely, you know, work with the business. Help you grow.
I'll also mention one more thing to you. Are you familiar with Can Capital?
Yes.
So yeah, we do have a Can Capital because this is exactly what happened maybe like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
So we were strapped for money at that time. So we had Can Capital provide us with money, and like the terms are insane, but like they take 10% of our credit card sales every day.
Okay. They have a merchant loan. You have a merchant loan with them.
Yeah, exactly. So ideally I'd like to pay that off, pay everything else off, and then just have working capital and then go from there.
Okay. How much, what's the balance left with Can?
With them, I think it's about 20,000.
20. Okay. Okay. So yeah. So, okay, with paying that 20 and that 30, that would leave you, if we could get you 75, leave you with 25. Would that be still enough to help you do what you need to do?
That should be good. That should be enough to be like pay off all that, and then we have that. I think that's a really good working capital to work with because, like I said, when we first opened our business, we had $0, literally
right.
$0 bank account. So to have $25,000 and be here on out and be, because we have a steady flow of income. We average about like $1,200 to $1,500 in sales every day, like consistently.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, I mean, we have a steady flow.
Yeah, the coffee and tea right now is just out of control as far as how popular that stuff is. You know, any time of day, every day, people are grabbing coffee. So
we're not really seasonality because we serve hot and ice. So it's like,
uh-huh.
if it's hot, we get ice, we sell our iced tea sales go out. If it's cold, you know, we sell hot tea. And we have food too, so it's constant flow.
Awesome. It sounds like a great business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? I feel pretty confident that we can do something with you. We would just need a couple more items to take a look at to get the process going. And it's very expedited as well. So once I receive the information and process it, get it over to underwriting, we can turn around and get you an answer inside of 48 hours. If you like what we had to say, get those funds in your account in another 48. So we could get everything wrapped up by next week.
Cool, yeah, and then, like, you know, once I see the terms, like, I can either talk to my partners and say, yeah, move forward or not, you know?
Okay. How many partners are there in the business?
I have my sister and I own 25% each. So, let's see, actually, wait, more than that. Well, anyways, like, more than half the business.
Okay.
And then we have a couple other partners that have, like, put in collateral, like, their houses and stuff. So there's, like... Oh. Five partners.
Okay. So we would need a little bit of information because there are more, you know, from each partner because there are, you know, so many people involved. Would that be an issue at all?
Well, okay. So they didn't want to provide information before, so they'd lower their percentage. Did they have to have a certain amount of percentage of the business in order to provide information?
You know what? I can double check on that for you.
Because I think this is what happened to us before.
Uh-huh.
They're like, we don't want to provide any more information for like credit reasons.
Right. Because they pull on your credit, the credit score goes down. That's totally understandable. Yeah. So you and your sister have over 50, and then is there maybe, so no one on the other, you know, 40 whatever percent doesn't want to provide any information or is not willing to? Is that kind of how it is?
Yes. That's pretty much how it is.
Okay.
Because they don't want to, they don't want to be involved in, like, truly, like, it's so funny. They're partners in the business, but they don't want to, like, provide any more, like, financial information.
Right. They just want to be silent and kind of sit back and, okay.
Exactly.
Okay. All righty. Well, how about this? I have your email address here as Tranquility Lounge, which is an awesome name, very clever.
Tranquility Lounge.
Tranquility Lounge, okay. I'm going to send you an email with the documents that we would require to get the ball rolling for you.
Okay.
And I can shoot that over to you in about 20 minutes. So we would need to take a look at 6 months of most recent business bank statements.
Got it.
The first two pages of your most recent tax return.
Okay.
And any information that you have regarding that CAN loan. And the other loans, those will give us, you know, the best snapshot possible of the business to make you the best offer possible without burdening it. But I'll shoot all of that information over to you in an email and get that over to you in about 20 minutes here.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. Did you have any questions for me while we're talking?
So I know that you mentioned, like, it's a short-term loan. You said how many months was, like, the payoff?
So, Typically, they're from 6 to 18 months. But halfway through the loan, about 40% of the way through the loan, we can revisit it, extend the terms if you need to, bring on additional capital if you need it as well.
So if it's 6 months, you basically have to pay that off in 6 months. That seems like pretty gnarly percentage.
Yeah, it is. So what they're designed to do is, you know, get business owners a return on their investment. They get you get your tax write-off for it. You know, you pay off your loan and you go to your next project. That's, you know, basically what they're designed to do for longer term stuff. Like, is there a specific term that you're looking for by chance?
I mean, the longer the better so that we don't, like, get into the situation again.
Gotcha. So what we could do is push for that 18-month term. And then about 40% of the way through that, we can extend that term even longer, add on another 6 months, 12 months.
Okay.
So that way, and again, we're not going to make an offer to you that's going to burden the business. They run so many algorithms and numbers just to ensure that.
Totally.
So, and then we'll have a couple offers for you as well with different terms. So there's going to be a couple things to choose from there. So, yeah.
Okay. I think that's about it. I'll provide you the documents that you need, and then just look at the numbers from there.
Yeah, and then as soon as I receive that, I'll start processing the stuff this afternoon or whenever you can get it over, and then we can talk on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, hey, I appreciate your time today, and you should be receiving that email in about 10, 15 minutes here.
Perfect. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.